All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We had the chance recently to catch up with Jeremy Adolphson. His Monmouth Roosevelt team was at Sherrard. For those people that don't know, Coach Adolphson on the IHSA Football Advisory Committee, and they're moving forward with the bylaw amendment. We refer to it as district scheduling, and a lot of discussion in November with the town hall meeting format. Take it away.
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be very interesting to see kind of what the feedback is. That's definitely the first step. If there's enough positive momentum there, then obviously it moves on, and there will be a vote sometime in the spring, and look at moving forward with it if it all passes. I think it's, you know, it's something that's not going to happen in 19, but possibly in 20 if it did work out. You know, the biggest thing for us as the committee was we wanted to try to do something to help with the you know, the drive for five, the conference shuffling, the difficulty teams have in just scheduling games. Even if they have a conference, scheduling a non-conference game, and it's hit everywhere. You know, we have people on that committee from literally all over the state, all sizes of schools, and every single one of them either has had it directly impact them or it's impacted teams around them. And so it's just trying to look for maybe a better way to do things so that you don't have people having to go out of state just to find someone that'll play them, because there's such a concern about trying to get your five wins that it drives a lot of decisions. And in fact, it drives decisions that have nothing to do with football, but football's what kind of takes it with them. So it'll be a very interesting couple of months going there. A lot of work was put into it. We spent a lot of time. I learned a lot being in there with a lot of really smart coaches and guys that have had experiences that I haven't had in different parts of the state. So it was a very rewarding experience, and we'll kind of see what the membership wants, I guess.
Well, and I guess the other thing, you mentioned the makeup of the Football Advisory Committee. It also includes boundary and non-boundary schools, which is big, and then also an IHSA representative. And I've asked multiple people within the IHSA, I say, can you guys schedule football games? And every one of them says, yep, if that's what the membership wants us to do. That means, to me, that means that they can't officially come out and say we're for it and want it to pass. But to me, when I read between the lines, if they keep saying, yeah, we can schedule the games, to me it looks like, well, maybe this has a little more momentum than it once did.
Yeah, you know, I think there is more than there was before. And I think it's still, unfortunately, you know, we even talked about it there, that we weren't just making decisions that was good for Monmouth Roseville or for Breeze Central or Maroa Forsyth or you name it, where the coaches were from. You know, just it's a matter of you're trying to do something that's good for the masses, for the whole. And sometimes that's very difficult. A couple of years ago when this started, there was people that thought it had a pretty good shot. Somebody threw out some brackets out there. People did our districts, they didn't like the way it looked, and so they weren't going to vote for it. Because why? Because they weren't going to make the playoffs based off of that enrollment. And so I think with the idea that it's a two-year process and it can move, and we allowed for flexibility even within the bubbles of the classes possibly, I think that helps. The issue still is it's still a numbers game no matter what. And when you're looking at 1A and 2A, thinking about not having more than eight teams, as soon as you go to nine, then just scheduling that game that you want to schedule doesn't get as easy as it was before. For the big schools, it's not an issue, but for the small schools, it sure still could be. But again, that's, you know, I think that's where the state obviously could help some things out, help out that situation a little bit as well. But I'll just be very interested to see it. And the thing that I've always said, I can't believe that if you were coaching any other sport, that you wouldn't think, let's let football do this thing and get them the heck out of our way. And we'll go back to playing the neighborhood schools, because when you're playing in sports where everybody qualifies for the postseason, I know growing up, there's plenty of Monmouth teams that were about 14 and 13 in the basketball season, but they made it to the sectional because they were tested through their, you know, the regular season. And I think most coaches like that. And to me, that's probably where we probably get more momentum than even just the football. And just if I'm a volleyball coach, I don't want to travel 2 hours because my football team does on Friday. You know, I don't want to travel on a Tuesday that distance.
Well, and I think the other thing that derailed it the last time, I can't remember, 5-6 years ago, was you talk about those bubbles. Somebody indicated that they got what the initial bubbles were going to look like, and then that set some people off, said, oh, no, we're not going to approve this. And I tell people, even the detractors, you know, you're talking about, you know, rotating these districts and evaluating every 2 years. Yep. And I think that's a pretty fair way to do it.
Yeah, you move one pin on the map, and it will literally readjust almost every district. I mean, one little tweak here. So when that came out, that was just a sample. This is what it could be, and people freaked out. And you know, and this, you know, they do the playoffs every year. They go through, they make regional and subsectional pairings for all those other sports. It's the same thing. They're trying to group different teams, and it does move around. And anybody that follows high school sports knows that your regional and subsectional from year to year is not the same. It's not the same team. Sometimes it's radically different. And so, you know, there's going to be that flexibility to move things around and try to get it in the best way possible. We already know that there's schools, specifically down in the St. Louis area, that there just isn't going to be eight of them down there at that 7A or 8A level. But when we kind of looked at it, if there's four or five of them, if they're scheduling the other teams that are down there in those first 2 weeks, we're still only talking about a couple trips max. And those teams are already doing it anyway because there's no one else for them to play, you know, down there. So, you know, we've got teams that are taking three or four massive trips during the year just to try to fill their schedule. So, yeah, no, there's going to be issues with it like anything else. But I think this has the potential, I think, to probably help more people. It may increase some travel. But, again, we're talking about Friday night travel, not baseball travel, not basketball travel in the winter. We're talking about football Friday nights and Saturdays, and I think most people kind of enjoy that sometimes.
Well, I think the other issue, too, there may be guys at the coffee shop, just like, you know, heading into the IHSA football playoffs, and they prepare their brackets, and they say, well, this is what the breakout's going to be, and this is how the brackets are going to look. There's a lot of dudes like that that are trying to do that with districts. But I guess what I tell the listening audience is that the official capacity, they have not done that.
Oh, no. No, not at all. I saw some. I know the Susie, the guy that up north that does the playoffs, outstanding. Well, he started with a different number of teams in each class, so that totally changes things right off the bat, you know. Just so yeah, I mean, you can try to predict it and try to figure it out. And we did several sample areas, like this is what class 2A could look like, this is what class 3A could look like, and because you can just pull up on the map, put a dot in there, and you shoot the next seven schools that are closest to it, and then you go to another one and you shoot the next seven schools there, and then you realize, oh, we have a problem, we have four left on the north side of the state, so we got to maybe start there and work our way down. And so yeah, but it's literally a click of a button. You know, those things can be constantly redone. It's no different than the playoffs. At the night, they're trying to figure out their six teams or their eights, and if they have a, you know, whatever that magic, what is 120 miles or whatever it's supposed to be, you know, they were doing that stuff repetitively. They weren't just doing it one time and going with it. There's a lot of time spent in that with people that are pretty dang smart that run those programs. And you know, I just sure think they could figure out something that would be pretty good, like I said, for the masses. Not everybody's going to be happy, but people aren't happy right now. So I don't know that that's necessarily a reason not to look to something that may be an improvement.
Yeah, just to back up the logistics of it, that they look for creating basically 8-team districts. So that would allow basically the school to schedule basically two out of district games, where if you're not maybe that geographic rival where they're not maybe the same classification you are, but you can still play them.
Correct.
I mean, that's how that setup would work, that there's still some schedule flexibility at the local level.
Yeah, and those two games would have no impact on your ability to make the playoffs. So if it's the, you know, if it's a 3A versus a 5A, but you've always played, or maybe you always talked about playing, you know, now let's find out. And essentially you would have the option that if you think you're going to be pretty strong, you could schedule up. You know, no different than a college program. You could find out how good you are before you get into the district play. Or if you think you're going to be struggling, maybe you're going to work at trying to find a couple games where you can get some wins and get some confidence before you go into a tough district schedule. And then just the simple fact of if you're in district, the way that the playoffs, the way we had it set up, was that you wouldn't play a district team until the quarterfinals. So say you got stuck with X, the power that is X in your district. Well, they're going to win the district. Well, that's fine. You can win two playoff games before you ever see them again, you know, and you might get into a situation where being second in your district may not be better than, you know, may even be better than being first in those situations. So, you know, I think, like I said, there's pros and cons. Everything just kind of depends on how you're looking at it. There's going to be people that, when they see IHSA attached to it, immediately go negative, and those people are never convinced of anything. But I think a lot of people, there's been a lot of good conversations. Most of the coaches I've talked to have been pretty open to it. I've had several coaches that are long-time people that I didn't know what they would think. They came up and said, I think this is the right thing. I think this is going to be good, and kind of last year coaching track on that circuit, saw a lot of guys that I wasn't necessarily thought would be for. They've been coaching for 30 years, like, you know, I think it's time. I think this is what we need to do. So I was, you know, I feel like there's been a lot more of that my way than the negatives. There's been some negatives, but a lot more positive than negatives.
Well, and I guess the other thing that is interesting about this, if it becomes reality, is you already know your classification going into the season instead of the end of the season. Yep. So there's no, you know, bubble team heading into week 9 trying to figure out, well, where am I going to be? Right. Am I going to be small 2A or small 3A? You're going to know that before the season starts.
Yeah, and you know your road. You know your road for 2 years. You know what your district looks like. You know that you're going to have to win 4 of those 7 games to have any chance of getting in. So, just kind of knowing exactly what's in front of you. And the weird thing is, when I played high school football, that's kind of the way it was. You know, you had your conferences that were pretty stable. Even our non-conference games were pretty much the same teams every single year. And so you, as a coach or as a team, you got yourself ready to try to beat Monmouth, to try to beat Rockridge, to try to beat Orion, you know, Sherrard when I was at Alito, that you knew who you had to beat. And now with all the movement, like, you know, this is our first year. My 8th year at Monmouth was our first year playing the same schedule flipped. 8 years, first time playing the same teams. You know, just amazing that we could get back to something that seemed so simple back then. Like, hey, if you want to be good, beat these two teams. That's what you have to do. And the district essentially would set that up for you as well.
Well, and I guess my editorial comment is I'm for it because I think it can't be any worse than what we're at in some of these weird conference situations. But when I was talking to Matt Troha with the IHSA, it's interesting. Because he said even if the legislative commission hears feedback from all the town hall committee meetings that you need to get this on the ballot, they can still say, no, we don't want it on the ballot. But I believe that it's a local control issue, and they're going to say, hey, here you go, one more crack at it. It's up to the membership schools to say, do we want it or do we not want it? And if we don't, then we're not going to bring it back up again. That's what I kind of get the feeling of.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I think I would be pretty surprised if there wasn't enough, at least enough push there to get this thing to a vote. If not, let's find out, you know, because I have a hard time believing you're going to go and have the straw poll at the town hall meetings be, you know, really, really negative. There's just too many people I've heard from, too many people that are in tough spots, too many people that have been lobbying for something to change, and too many proposals that have came up to not at least, you know, get this thing possibly to a vote and then see what happens. And like you said, if it's shot down, then it's shot down. That answers it. You know, that takes care of it. And if it goes through, then you move forward and try to get the logistics nailed down and everything exactly how you want them, so it can come out in the very best form at the beginning. And then, like you said, the ability to tweak it is always going to be there. That's just the way things are. Schools are going to change, and you know, you can 8-man football's coming in. There's all kinds of things going on.
All right. Well, again, the town hall meeting's taking place in November. The IHSA Legislative Commission votes in November to move it to the ballot. If it does get to the ballot, the membership schools vote in December. And again, Jeremy Adolfson, coaches at Monmouth Roseville, an Alito grad on the IHSA Football Advisory Committee. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, always good to see Jeremy Adolfson. More on WRMJ in a moment.